This is program number LW2167. Well, on the wall of the main post office in downtown Tulsa, there are two posters. Hi, this is Larry West. One poster says, "It is unlawful to kill eagles." The other one says, "It is unlawful to kill scissor tails." The first poster offers $1,000 as a reward for information leading to the conviction of eagle killers. The second poster offers $500 for the same information regarding the Oklahoma state bird, the scissor tail. Other organizations offer even greater rewards trying to motivate you to turn in known bird molesters and killers. And believe it or not, our federal government protects not only live eagles, but it protects their eggs, their nests, and even their dead carcasses. I mean, you can't even possess one of their feathers without government permission. I find it very sick, personally, to see in this, we've got a distorted value system. While our laws protect birds, which I think is very reasonable in itself, nonetheless, our laws somehow place more value on bird life than on human life. For while it is illegal to molest or harm these endangered species of birds, it is totally legal in our nation to destroy human life. Did you know that every day those posters in Tulsa encourage the capture of people who purposely kill birds for fun and profit? For every day those posters are there, about 4,000 human beings are legally killed in our nation through abortion. It's ironic that federal law should protect bird eggs, unborn birds, if you please, while at the same time, the Supreme Court of our land has ruled it constitutionally unlawful for states to protect the lives of young, unborn human beings. No one among us questions that when you destroy eagles' eggs, you destroy eagles. But somehow we want to say destroying embryos and fetuses is a different matter. Not too long ago, my wife took my daughter down to have her ears pierced. The law requires signed parental consent before minors can get their ears pierced. Teenagers, though, can legally obtain contraceptives and even abortions without their parents even knowing it, much less giving their consent. Somehow, we've got our values all twisted up and backwards. We've got people among us who, for whatever reasons, simply want to destroy unborn human beings and want to equip minor children among us for sexual activity behind their parents' backs. Somehow, folks, we've got to get the value of the human being back into proper focus. President Reagan stood before the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in February 1984 and said these words, "This nation cannot continue turning a blind eye and a deaf ear to the taking of some 4,000 unborn children's lives every day, one every 21 seconds. We cannot pretend America is preserving her first and highest ideal, the belief that each life is sacred, when we have permitted the death of 15 million helpless innocents since the Roe v. Wade decision. This nation," he said, "fought a terrible war so that black Americans would be guaranteed their God-given rights. Abraham Lincoln recognized we could not survive as a free land when some could decide whether others should be free or slaves." Well, he said, "today another question begs to be asked. How can we survive as a free nation when some decide that others may not be fit to live and should be done away with?" "I believe," said Reagan, "no challenge is more important to the character of America than restoring the right to life to all human beings. Without that right, no other rights have meaning." Then he quoted a sentence from the lips of Jesus Christ himself. "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." On the wall of the main post office in downtown Tulsa, there are two posters. One says, "It is unlawful to kill eagles." The other says, "It is unlawful to kill scissor tails." God help us to make it unlawful to kill innocent human beings. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Nothing is going to be changed when the silent majority remains silent, folks. It's time you speak up for what's right. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.